Welcome to the Ether. Today is Wednesday, January 26, 2022. This episode of the Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra every day. Use the link in the show notes to find it. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. For more information, check them out online at orbitalcommand.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. Today on the Ether, we have the last 40 minutes or so of the Daniele Just Ask Me Anything space. Let's take a listen.
Is this because we actually have the money to buy back. You can actually go out if you want at the price that is decent, you know? And it sucks, you know. Like, I think leverage should be in the system and should be there, like borrowing against WMEMO. The only problem is that at the moment it needs to be limited.
Okay, well, wait, I just want to say thank you for your time, Daniele. I'm in it for the vision, man. So, ciao, sir. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, could I just quick question? I'm on my lunch break. I'm looking for some obviously hoping from the small frogs like me. So not very clever, but I did, you know, drop 20,000 in at the all-time high, and obviously things look really great in the future. And I was just wondering if you still think people like me in the long run will come out on top.
Well, it depends what is your horizon. Like, let's assume that we have an upside on the treasury of like 15% on a part of the pre-treasury because we do like 3x on some investment, and then we do a farming and we reinvest the farming, some part of the farming, and it's a 40 to 60% on the treasury. Like, let's say that, okay? Like, that over a couple of years, let's say being conservative, if everybody doesn't just leave, you know, one thing that is interesting, like, let's assume that half of the people that are inside the Wonder want to leave now, okay, and take the money. Like, they can, like, if 99%, because there is also holders like me that are not going to leave, you know, like, if 99% want to leave right now, everybody gets the money of the backing, you know? Yeah. Like, but that means that then we are left with the money of the percentage of the money that the token holders are still in the system. So, yeah.
I understand. Thank you.
I truly believe you building the Wonderland project through the bear market is a bold and very strong statement. So I think people should definitely just remember that through times like this. And the WMEMO price being at 30,000 right now, see, I was eventually investing around like 100,000. So I just want you to enlighten me on like what I think right now. I be investing every dip, and I also hit it around 48,000 recently. And I just feel like the price right now is like a 50% discount on the token, honestly. And that's what I tell everybody around me that I put into Wonderland. I feel like when I'm investing in the dip, it's like me investing on the APY side, like for the long term. And would that be like somewhere near correct? Like,
I mean, what I can tell you is that if you buy right now, you can sell in like 30 minutes with the profit because we're buying back. Like, right. It's fucking hilarious. You know, like, and I want to buy. But you know what is going to happen if I buy $17 million right now of the position that I've lost? Everybody's going to say, oh, this motherfucker is front running all the frogs and is just taking all the profit for himself. What? You know? Because yeah. I know that I'm going to do the buyback, you know? So I can't fucking do it. So I'm fucking stuck because I just need to take my loss, which is fucking idiotic. But anybody else that is in this call that is doing like we keep the promise. The money is there. We have the money in the treasury. It's not going anywhere. Nobody has run with the money or we have lost or we have been hacked or anything. It's there and we are keep buying the thing. Like, we're going to buy it up. Like, because right. we're buying into our own LP. And then if you want to sell it into the LP, you can sell it into the LP. It's right there. The liquidity is there. The meme that we put every time we do the buyback are right there into the liquidity provision, the liquidity provider's token, and you can sell into it. So whoever wants to exit this thing, please don't exit at a loss. You're just giving free money to people that are right now arbitraging it. Right. Don't give free money to them. Just wait until it's at the price point that it's close to or whatever and just slowly sell into it. The money is there for you to exit if you really want, but don't listen to the stupid FUD, please. Like, don't let these people get over you for making money on top of you. We have been right. losing already a lot of money. You know, everybody's losing a lot of fucking money in the last month or two. Like, mm-hmm. not just in Wanderer. We all fucking wrecked. You know, that's not yeah. like getting more wrecked. Let's try to avoid this. You know, I hope
one more question
comes across. And everybody that is on our Discord, everybody, like, I can't do all of this alone. Like, I try, but please just reply to people. Reply to people. Tell them this kind of thing. Please help. Give some
definitely.
Help.
Definitely. The project is really innovative. So, like, you, this like being a pioneer, this is the stuff that you got to take on. So people just got to realize what you have going on. It's a really great thing. With the backing of WMIMO, it's at 41,000 right now and the price being 30,000. See, I watched your I guess it was an AMA or something with the Avalanche company. It's on YouTube. Anybody want to check it out? It's very long and very informative. If you watch that video, from me watching that video personally, I was a believer since then. So I never really got into the FUD when the price gets close to the back end or under the back end. But since I had never got into it because of my belief in you, since I have this opportunity, I do want to ask you, like, I know you have funds like for the buybacks and for the back end. I just want to understand more. Why is the price under the back end right now? After you started the buybacks a couple of days ago, like I just need a better understanding.
Because people just sell under okay. backing. What can I tell you? Like, they okay, keep giving okay, okay. us free money. Like okay. it's what? And by the way, I would like to highlight the fact that when was that video? October. In October. Yeah. Yes, I was talking already about the fact that APY and the way that we were conducting the fundraise for a DAO was not a reserve currency or an on fork, but it was a smart way of creating a fund that then we could deploy to create value for everyone. Like, right. it's very clear in that thing. I've you talked about it like, for like 20 minutes. Like, it's not something that it comes out of like, I don't know where. You know, like, not that I arrive and if somebody invested because some TikTok guy said that was not like that, that is, I feel very sorry. But that shit was really there from the beginning. And it's truly how I envisioned the way to use this POM code modified to be able to raise money for creating the most powerful decentralized autonomous organizations in the world. Like, that was the whole reason why we created Wonderland.
Wow, I'm bullish all year.
Sir, Decentral.
Okay. Thank you very much. First of all, I want to keep it brief. Thank you and the team for everything you've done so far. We are really grateful. I've been a long ice and spell holder since the beginning, and that's also the reason for my question. You talked about the synergies between Wonderland and Abracadabra, but I'm not really 100% sure that that is the case. You made reference to a bank needing capital to give out loans, which is not the case for Abracadabra since it's over-collateralized. And I think
risk capital. Risk capital, eh? It's different. Like risk capital different than just capital. Risk capital is like, let's say that we give out a bad loan, we have a risk capital to back it up.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, okay. I understand okay. that. I mean, that is what I understand, but I much rather see the synergies between Sushi and Abracadabra, for example. I think you know why. And on the other hand, you talk about investing in real life equities or real estate, and I don't really see the purpose to integrate that with Abracadabra, since you, of course, you have very high expertise in crypto and DeFi, but why would you invest in real world assets when you can use your expertise and your edge and your alpha to generate?
I agree. I just said that we could. That doesn't mean that we should.
Yes,
like, that's
of course,
what but I was saying. Point. Like, we have the edge on the current market. I agree with you. Like, we are much better placed in locating capital in this environment rather than an outside environment. Yeah. I agree.
And maybe you could elaborate a little bit more on the synergies between Abra and Wonderland, since also a lot of spell holders feel they could get a bad deal out of the merge, since also the valuation. The valuation terms are not quite clear from the proposal. Also, how to evaluate treasury and treasury WMIMO holdings and so on.
Yeah, about the merger, we're going to have an AMA in 1 hour from now, 1 hour and 10 minutes. So I will address all of this if you have time pass by. So
yeah, I will.
I wanted more to address like the FUD and some other things like here, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, just keep on going and thank you for your work. And I hope we will hear us again soon. Thank you.
So Paizo, want to go ahead? Chuck?
Hi, Danny. Thanks for the opportunity to speak with you directly. I think, you know, some people have been really, really super happy and supportive. Some people are clearly very angry. I'm going to fall somewhere in between, in the middle. A little bit concerned. I'm a little bit concerned about the communication. It took me about a month of research, reading through the Wonderland Medium blog, through Twitter, Discord, watching videos on YouTube, to deconstruct the actual business model that you were deploying. I think it's a very interesting business model. I was really impressed with the development of the infrastructure in Abracadabra, Popsicle, and Sushi. Leveraging those pieces to build Wonderland and to generate capital. I kind of think of it as a DeFi VC. I've heard other people describe it as a SPAC. But that was a lot of arduous research and, you know, taking notes and, you know, figure things out and then going down and, scanning the blockchain to confirm, you know, what I thought was going on. Have you considered pulling this information together and maybe updating the Wonderland docs or create a new website where you can capture the business model and, you know, something, maybe a decentralized version of, you know, like the board meeting notes and, you know, meet the executives and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, and as a matter of fact, we have an interface already ready that was about to get deployed. That is like fund.wonderland.money, which encapsulates 100% of the holdings in a one clear page of everything that the fund owns and have, right? And additionally, we prepared a new front end from the main page for showing much better details of the projects. I agree with you. I think the communication sucked. And I suck also, because I should have done a much better job so far in communicating what's going on. And I think that I take full responsibility of not being as good as I could have been. And
okay, so it sounds like you're you're aware of the gaps there. I won't continue to hammer on that. That's awesome that you have you know, things in play to improve that. On the business side, I'm happy to hear that you're bringing on an asset manager. I think that's pretty exciting. I would love to have more insight into the process for investigating investment opportunities that you're going to put money from the Treasury into, and how you pick and choose them. And you know, just a little bit more. Maybe
I
not
think transparency. Like, I have a high degree of transparency myself, you know, but this needs to be much more documented into like the whole structure, in my opinion. Like, I would take any question at any time, you know, and all of this, but this is definitely not enough for the size that we have reached. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was okay as long as we were much less people, but at this point, like, it requires much more structure. What you're trying to say, and this is what I agree with you on, is that what is missing right now, Wonderland, is structure. You know, like, very clear structure and very clear mandates. Like, that is really, like as I mentioned before, like, community management, for example, like, that's part of structure. Like, avoid misinformation to reach our channels, you know? Like, there should be part of structure also is being able to link very clearly into a certain page or wiki or whatever, any type of FUD that happens, then it can be linked by the community management into, like, this is how it's wrote, this is how it is, so this is bullshit, you know? And the lack of structure has allowed bad actors to tilt and create bigger problems out of things that exist, right?
So when I was part of a startup a couple of years ago, we had a board of directors or advisors, excuse me, that assisted us in making financial decisions, marketing decisions, operations decisions, to help, you know, help us build and mature that structure. Have you considered reaching out to other executives and asking them to participate as board members to bring a little bit of the business savvy that seems to kind of be lacking in the crypto space in general, right? The crypto space seems to be chock full of incredibly talented creators and developers, but missing a little bit of that corporate polish that gives us a sense of you know, confidence in the products that we're buying.
Yeah, I agree. Yes, I have reached out especially to two people that are very good in that, and especially for creating like an investment committee and documentation and like a more like CFO style. Also, like, I think there has to be like audits, you know what I mean, like of buying and selling, like a reporting that needs to be done of what this happens, where the tokens are going, why are going there, and all of this, and sort of like a breakdown constantly, because like I like transparency is here. Like, we have nothing to hide, you know what I mean? But that doesn't mean anything. Like, it doesn't mean anything because at this stage, because at the end of the day, we need to be working better. Like, I'm much better in like, I'm not very good in administration, to be honest. Like, I suck. I always say to everybody that I'm the worst administrator in the world. Like, it would take someone that doesn't even know how to speak and would do probably a better job than me. Like, and but at the same time, we have the resources across the board to have like the best in the world in doing this kind of corporate structure. And yes, like, we believe in decentralization and all of this, but at the end of the day, it all relies on clear communication, corporate structure, and DAO structure at this point, and maintaining like solid channels for information and solid communication overall. Yeah. Would you to participate and help?
I would. Yeah. I think that would be awesome. Very interesting.
Reach out to me on Telegram on Daniel Sest. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I will. I'm not gonna bust your balls. I really appreciate the input. It sounds like you guys are maybe painfully aware of some of the gaps that need to be filled, and you have plans for filling them. I'm looking forward to engaging with you again in a couple of weeks or a month to see what the progress is in filling those gaps. Thanks for the time. I'm going to drop back down.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Danny.
Zero Egg, Mugen. Yes? Hello.
I'm good?
Yeah, we can hear you, sir.
Okay, sweet. So I kind of had like one question, which after listening to everyone, kind of had like five questions now, but I'll stick to one or two. Kind of like piggyback off of Chuck. I totally agree with what he was saying. I think the main criticism right now would be just the Danny centrism that people are talking about. I think a lot of the Frog Nation as well might be a little bit too idealistic. I consider myself part of the Frog Nation, but a lot of DeFi, you know, still is trying to replicate the CeFi world, and so there is part of it is a zero sum game, and so. Operating and building a project, you need to, you know, still have an edge. And especially if you're trying to become some form of a VC or SPAC, you can't necessarily have everything out in the community and always share. And you need to have like some form of leadership. So basically my, advice or just a question with that would be, I think education is definitely the main, part of that's lacking in DeFi and in any project. And so I think there's ways to reward education with incentives throughout the community instead of, and so basically leveraging your community to educate themselves instead of just maybe always trying to manage that community by doing all the work yourself. And so have you considered maybe some form of like NFTs for educators or learners? And I think that would be very cool to leverage.
Yeah, so apart taking away like a second what has been happening today, that we moving away from that, because right now we are back in price, okay?
Mm-hmm.
we did the buyback and we deployed more funds right now while we was in this AMA. The point here is that if you saw, we did an announcement yesterday about the WAGMI Discord. We're all gonna make it, you know. And the idea behind this was to not only try to create a unified community around the values that bring us here. That is, of course, there is like certain aspect that is the economical aspect, that the speculation and the potential upside, because it's a new industry and everything. And that is always the first thing that brings anyone around, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that, in my opinion, is important is to create a community that is capable of delivering to the mission of decentralization content, educational content especially, and a easy platform altogether that can onboard way more people into this new financial system, right? And that's what WAGMI.com is gonna aim for. Right? Like, yes, it's idealistic, but I feel like there is a lot of value that we can share, and just in the people that were here, like you and others in this AMA, we have so much talent and value that can be brought out without like even like paying so much, as you mentioned, like with an NFT, like a recognition and so on. And this is what WAGMI wants to do, right? Like create this kind of products to generate this engagement and maintain like an educational platform and onboarding platform, meaningful Discord and meaningful conversation around what is happening in the world of decentralized finance.
Yeah, that's cool, and that just shows that you know you understand that as well. Very cool. And also, just to go back to I don't remember who was talking about just real world asset and real estate. I do think there is some form of investment outside of DeFi that could be interesting, just to hedge the treasury
And it might not have to be real estate, but, you know, just maybe working with other DAOs would be also an opportunity to take away some of that responsibility and maybe work with, I think there's some hedge fund type DAOs that are being built right now. And so do you think partnerships like that would be interesting, even to like just have like some form of options in your portfolio, just to hedge against, you know, because we haven't really seen a reserve currency or just like this mechanism and through a like a very turbulent bear market or like in the macro conditions that we're in right now. So are you thinking about that in any way?
I think that what we are, this is a very big experiment. I have to be honest. We are talking about the community of like 500,000 people that share one massive DAO in which we can potentially do whatever the community decides, right? Like the reality is that if right now enough people decide that we should buy, I don't know, like aquariums, you know, like really aquariums, and put a lot of fish in it and just make an aqua park, theoretically we would do it, you know, like there wouldn't be any, I would execute it, like it would be pretty funny, but that's exactly what's happening. And yes, I feel like, I think that your question is very related also to the turbulence of this market, like how do you hedge also this value for not losing value from the treasury, right? Because if we lose money, you're basically losing money, right? I think it's legally is very complicated. Like I have been talking with a lot of lawyers and they said that we could theoretically create like a legal entity that would encapsulate all the investments, all the value that is inside of the decentralized autonomous organization. Some places in the world are trying to organize the legal framework specifically for this type of new cause, because it's definitely a new, it's more like, I would call it more similar to a cooperative, you know? Like I think a DAO is very similar to a cooperative in the real world. The difference is that it's operating into a highly unregulated market that is crypto. Like to be realistic, there is no regulated exchange yet, like for real. Like, you know what I mean? Like Coinbase is, yes, it's a regulated thing, but at what extent? Like it's definitely not the Nasdaq, right?
Yeah.
So I think that like things like Mirror Protocol, for example, and other like protocols of derivatives are going to allow us to do all sorts of investments and all sorts of hedging, but in a decentralized way. And this is where we should try to focus on, like to support this kind of projects that try to bring these solutions into the DeFi, right?
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I'm working on this a fund with Brad from Mission DeFi, and we're going through the same processes. So yeah, thank you so much, man, for everything. And yeah, grazie per tutti.
Thank you, man. It's mastermind, sir.
There we go. How you doing, Daniele?
Yeah, good, and you?
Great. I know it's been a chaotic day. You know, my name is Josh. We'll make it easy. So my question is pertaining to Wonderland, and you know, it's going to be a comment leading into a question. So first off, you know, I know it's been a chaotic day. You've had, you know, I've been a holder of Wonderland in time since early November. So I bought in around 9,000 at the peak. And, you know, I really appreciate you acknowledging and, you know, commenting about the communication and that things have been subpar. And you know, listen, you're dealing with multiple projects that have so many synergies, and you're the froggiest frog that any of us know. You're a genius, and you're trying to make wealth and create a future for all of us, and we greatly appreciate it. But to that point, you know, it seems like some of this communication, not only subpar, a lot of these you know, projects or even tools have been rolled out or scaled back very quickly to the point where it has driven a lot of confusion. And it seems that there is that combination of these are social attacks, and it's definitely a reality. But a reality is that also some of this FUD could be coming from the idea of the rollout and scaling back of products, whether it's the calculator on Wonderland or the runway, to just in general communication.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you bringing that up. But my real question here is the future of Wonderland. And curious about your opinion. You know, you talk about creating a merger with Abracadabra and the reasons why. But I'm curious of your opinion as to maybe why not, why we wouldn't merge. Because it seems that the mission of Wonderland as a VC has the opportunity that although it may have strong synergies with Abracadabra, they may be successful on their own separately. And also that it may be too much to take on, let alone, to your point, it's a big experiment. Maybe there could be more time before these transitions happen. You know, obviously there's a two part with Wonderland where first it starts as wealth generation, you know, doing yielding. But then there's that idea that there's a long term returns because of these VC type investments. And I'm curious if there could be that focus as opposed to.
Yes, I really appreciate that you bring this up, because like the fact that there is a proposal of merging Wonderland with Abracadabra doesn't have anything to do of the fact that I do not believe that Wonderland can do everything and do it, make it all back on itself. Like this, I want to say out loud, I think we have more than a huge opportunity to make a very good DAO and make very good investments and make, like, I'm on it. Like, I love it. That's what I wanted to do. There is also the case that at this price range, it's also opportunistic for Abracadabra to request this kind of merger. Because if there is more people that want to leave because they don't agree with the DAO investment, VC, whatever direction we are taking, that mute. Okay. Sorry. Thank you, Pais. If there is enough people that do not agree with this direction, because the price action have shown that some people are even willing to sell under the backing price, you know what I mean? Then it should be passed. So there should be, you know, like a moving past. And if people is just in for the upside of the instant upside, so the very close upside, merging with Spell, it does that upside instantly, in my opinion, because it creates like a super, super big kind of like entity that then has huge, massive treasury, has capital at risk, like the top three bank in the US, has a potential of lending that is unmatched, and has like thousands and thousands of holders, and it's listed everywhere. You know what I mean? Like,
no, for sure.
Like, so this is the point of view. Like, everybody is asking me all the time, like, what do you want to do? Like, what I want to do is what we are doing now, right? But also, I want to make sure that everybody understands that there is also always a plan B, a plan C in my mind. Like, there has always, like, I want, like, I truly want that people don't lose money. This, I really, it's something that I care too much about, to be honest. That is what it is. Like, I can't change myself. Like, it's what it is. I don't like people to lose money. Like, now, how to avoid this, there is many ways. Like, I took, I can see that the market action speak for itself. There is people literally selling at loss, at net loss, like at the loss of the treasury. Like, with the promise of buyback that is happening right now, there is a buyback. It's real. It's no bullshit. So there is people that literally are willing to not wait and just say, oh, fuck you, Daniele. You know what? Fuck you, fuck your ape, bored ape, fuck your voice with the Italian accent and your visions and whatever. And I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. That makes sense. Like, if someone wants to do it, can do it. But I want that everybody know that there is also another option. There is not just the option of keep going, which I think it's a great option. And I think that is what this was originally intended to be. There is also the option of being an actual SPAC that raises money and then does a merger, right?
Oh, for sure. And I really appreciate you addressing all of this. What I will add before I go is, just as someone who has been a time holder and someone who's dedicated to Wonderland and Danny and Frog Nation, I would hope to see some clarification on the Time W memo transition, as well as maybe some products like the Runway returning or the calculator. I know that's created some concern. And for those that are planning on staking and holding long term, I've done my calculations. I'm fine if the price is at 500 or 1,000 or 2,000. I get that it's going to be deflationary, but it would, you know, be concerning when those people who are anticipating these tools are anticipating that this is going to be their return, either be communicated that there's going to be a transition or that that tool won't go away until we're getting closer to making those transitions.
Yeah, I understand your point of view, and thank you for sharing this. Like, I really like this AMAs because, like, it gives me context of on direction of what you guys need to be done quickly, you know? Like,
in terms of
communication.
Like, I mean, listen, perspective is reality, right? So you have a lot of people panicking. Now, as a result, what's going to happen? They tell one person, now we've doubled the amount of people panicking. And I think that to your point you brought up earlier, a little stronger communication and centralization, ironically, of this communication could really go a very long way. And clearly, you have so many people backing you. So, you know, we'll get past these 24 hours. I'm sure announcements will come and everything will be good. But that's just, you know, my perspective. And I really appreciate your time, Daniele.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you.
I will add
Daniele.
Hey, bye. Hi, sir. Welcome back.
What's up, man? I had a quick question. I just was wondering, if we do move, if the proposal passes and we do move to a abracadabra merger, are we looking at maybe keeping the rebases, or are we going to change to a different model? Or if something like this was to happen, what would the tokenomics and what would everything look like?
Yeah, the tokenomics would be shared with abracadabra. It means that you would get the yield out of your token staked, and you would auto compound in there, so you would earn both the treasury by that invests, and additionally the revenues of Wonderland that account right now at like an average in the last 3 months average about $200 million a year. So it would share those two things. Yeah,
appreciate. That was it.
Added a couple more people to the AMA. Let's see. Hello, GasDAO. Can you guys still hear me?
Yes, sir. I think somebody just waited for their turn.
I've added a couple of people. Let's see. Oscar. Inomoxu. Hello, sir.
People have been DMing me questions if you want me to ask.
Inomoxu.
Yo, thank you. So my question is going to be a bit different, to be honest. I understand a lot of people are very curious about what's happening with WMMO and the licks and all that. But for me personally, I've listened to enough in the past of you kind of talking about your vision to the point where I do have, I guess, just trust in the process and see this as all short-term noise. And so I'm kind of more curious about like your own psyche as a human being. I find it quite fascinating. So I was going to ask you about some of your other interests. I know you do a lot of fishing, and I'm curious about how that influences, if at all, what you do within DeFi as a builder. Like, is there any lessons that you've learned through fishing that you use and utilize in your building kind of process for DeFi? I know it's a strange question, but humor me.
Yeah, I mean, there is one lesson that you learn with fishing, that you need to be fucking patient because the sea is big and there isn't a lot of fish. So you need to be patient for getting to the big fish, for the trophy fish. So that's what I learned. Like, I need to be patient and keep grinding. You grind, you grind, you grind, you fish, you fish, you fish. But then eventually you will be able to pull that fish of a lifetime, man. So that's what I learned there.
Thank you.
But I will address the phishing thing. Like for me, the important part, what phishing does is that I can be like disconnected for like an hour or two from my phone and be in the nature, and for like with all like the messages, all these bots, all the fadsters, all the haters, all the people that just the social media is a great tool. It is, because you can see right now we are here with 6,000 people. We probably passed like 20,000 people coming in and out of this just ask me anything thing right here. And it's a massive tool for communication. At the same time, it's a very hard environment, because everybody just don't care, and they don't think like there is some people behind, you know, and they just throw their like all their FUD, all their angriness and whatever. And I think like for me, phishing is my moment in which I can take care of my mental health and just unwind, you know, like, and just chill, you know. Nature helps a lot.
Yeah, man, I feel that sentiment deeply, and I like the fact that as someone who's so got so much responsibility, you know, I know that you must feel that in certain ways, and taking that time for yourself to reconnect with that kind of inner guidance that you get from nature, I mean, it gives me a lot of confidence. So appreciate everything you're doing, and yeah, keep building, man. We're here for you.
Thank you very much. I want to make sure that everybody knows that I really appreciate your support. Like, there is people like saying, this is a cult or whatever. It's no cult, man. What the fuck are they talking about? Like we are here. Everybody knows why he's here. Like, everybody enters this business and DeFi and approaches crypto because it's their interest is to make money. It's obvious to everybody who says that is just there for like, because they, I don't know, they believe only in cool things, bullshit. Like, it happens also to believe it. Like, I believe it truly. And I have made already money. So I'm in this space because I want to build things that people use. But most of you are here because you want to make a future for yourself. It's normal. That's how, why financial market work. That's why the stock markets exist. That's why everything exists. Like, so I just want to say that I appreciate a lot your support, and I hope that this Ask Me Anything has helped a little bit. And I see you like in 45 minutes to the new one, about potential merger, other questions that are more relative to treasuries, and the price is back at backing. Thank you. Ciao, guys.
Thanks, Daniel. Stay strong. We love you.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Just Ask Me Anything space, about the last 40 minutes of it, hosted by Daniele Esta of Frog Nation. Recorded on Wednesday, January 26th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra. Use the link in the show notes to find it. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates their support. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Digging in the dirt, trying to find the treasure. Learning how to mix this business with pleasure. I'm kicking a lecture, spitting conjecture. High as a bird while I'm flipping the gesture. Living like a jester, infesting these extras. Dissecting a mess, the eagle looking headstrong. Infinitesimal, the spitting is next world. And if you don't agree, well then I'm afraid you're dead wrong. So leave the mess hall and clean your plates up. I can't believe the rest of y'all feed on makeup. Bereavement breakup to rearrange your wake up. Big ol' bloody mess like a scene from Braveheart. Driving race cars that beat the fate. It's hard to meet your maker when the features ain't marked. Trying to slide underneath the paywall. I'm afraid this motherfucker's gone AWOL.
You had best unfuck yourself or I will unscrew your head and kick down your neck.
Sir, yes sir.
Private Joker, why did you join my beloved cult?
Sir, to kill sir.
No, you're a killer.
Sir, yes sir.
Let me see your war face.
Sir,
you got a war face.
Ah, that's
trying to mind some headspace. Give a little gift like I'm lifted dead weights. The risk of resting kicks the nest egg. Square in the nuts, y'all feeling testy. The breeze swept in, no need of resting. The least depressing, so sweet but messy. I need the best day to keep professing and hope my body doesn't leave behind a red stain. Pouring out little liquor for the dead states while the rest wait and bleed domestic. No means to gestate, breeds the best cake. Beauty on the back of the queen she just ate. So take a little dive down a K-hole while I flip the B-roll right into A-roll and make the payroll go a little further. Replace the merger with the tainted version.
I'm a snowball!
Spaces.